On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm looking forward to seeing if Jackson Dart can come back here and just add a positive storyline the rest of the way, and then we can see how Kafka could use him. You know, dial it back a little bit, maybe have him throw the football a little bit more. We're just reading about that where it's still, Kafka explains the fine line with Jackson Dart, who's still in concussion protocol. This is an article from, I think, Connor Hughes on SNY here. Anyway, point is, it's so negative. And now this on top of it with the Abdul Carter stuff, you knew something was up yesterday when you saw him on special teams and you knew he had to have done something wrong. But to get those details, this has been going on all year under Dable, and Dable just kind of let it walk. Or let it go with Carter missing walkthroughs or whatever it may be, or sleeping through a team meeting. Unacceptable. So at least I give Kafka some credit for showing some guts and holding him accountable. But I'm with you, BT. I don't even think that's enough if this has been going on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't give him an ounce of credit at this point now that we know the whole story. I did give him credit to start the show. I'm like, okay, try to put your stamp on this. We didn't know exactly what happened. Maybe Carter was 2 minutes late to a meeting, or I don't know, maybe he was dogging it during a drill, and Kafka's like, not good enough effort, rookie. You know, you're not playing the first series, whatever, and your ass is going to be out there on special teams. Now that we have the whole story, dug in with great reporting from The Athletic, Connor Hughes, some others confirming that he's been consistently late to meetings and was asleep in the facility and missed a walkthrough and was allowed to put on his uniform and play one snap. Now, for me, Kafka's officially out of the running. He had his chance. He dropped the ball. This is more evidence. You don't think the Giants need an adult here? I mean, when a rookie thinks he can get away with this, think about the dominoes here. So first of all, the rookie's got to think that he's got enough juice to do whatever he wants. That's problem number one. Problem number two, no veterans are checking him, and if they are checking him, they're not effectively checking him, because as per the report, stuff like this has happened a lot this year. So whether it's Dexter Lawrence, whether it's Burns, whether it's Thibodeau, whether it's a coach, whether it's whomever, nobody has done a good job drilling the message home. Yo, young buck, this is not what we do here. So Kafka, Dable, Shane, Bowen, everybody get out. Just get out and give me a guy who's done it. That's going to be a big boy with stones.
Well said. Many layers of blame to go around here. Inexcusable. You think Aaron Glenn would tolerate this?
No.
A guy that we've ripped in, you know, people were getting on, always overmatched. You think Aaron Glenn would have ever let Abdul Carter do what he's done under Dable and now Kafka, or just in the Giants organization, period?
No, they cut Gibson when he muffed the kick first against Steelers.
What about Quincy Williams? Same thing.
Sat him down.
Holding guys accountable. There's no way. The buck has to stop somewhere.
Oh, man.
He's a rookie. If it were a veteran, it'd be bad enough. Where is the leadership within that team?
Yep.
If you don't have it on, Tiki's been talking about that for a while, and he's obviously dead on correct, and he would know much more about it, being in locker rooms. Where's the guy that's going to hold Dex accountable and be like, hey, come on, man, let's go. Pick it up a little bit. Or where's the guy that's going to get Abdul Carter to stand in line? But you're right. What bothers me about this is the idea. Now, you're talking to somebody that as an intern, and I've said this many times on the air, as an intern over 20 years ago, I came in here with the thought process of they asked me to lick the dirt off of Mike Francesa's shoes, I'm going to do it. Now, thankfully, they never asked that, but that was my mindset.
You just had to polish the shoes.
Whatever, dude. Right or wrong, I was running through a wall for whatever
I'm
they
with
said.
You. I
that
got
was
you.
Just my attitude. Yeah. I'm happy to be here. I'm lucky to be here. I'm an intern. I know my place. And you always want to maintain that attitude, but as you get older and evolve, you know, all right, certain things change. You go from an intern to being on the air, whatever it may be, but you always want to have that mentality. The fact that Carter, as a rookie, would have the gall to think that that's okay on any level, imagine. And by the way, he's not even good at his job. He's not even, it would be bad enough if you were getting sacks and be like, well, you got to live with it because he's a star player. You're not even producing the results.
I still can't accept that. I know you're kind of saying that facetiously, I think. Even if he had Burns' sack total, I'm not putting up with that as a rookie.
I get it. I get it. But there is more leeway the way that Parcells would give Lawrence Taylor or Belichick would give Lawrence Taylor a little more leeway than you would somebody else. He doesn't even, my point is, he doesn't even have that to stand on. If he were like Lawrence Taylor or Micah Parsons, then you could say, all right, well, maybe, like Odell Beckham Jr. when he first got here, and really this was the beginning of the end for the Giants. Because when Odell Beckham Jr. got here, first of all, it was a bad draft pick. They should not have taken a skilled position player. They should have taken a lineman. They had a chance to do that, change the offensive line, change the entire future. Instead, Jerry Reese got sucked into the potential and ability of the star in Odell Beckham Jr. And then, because they were placating Odell, Coughlin, a ruler with an iron fist, was not allowed to be himself. He had to let Odell get away with that bullcrap nonsense every week. And to me, that was the beginning of the end with the New York Football Giants taking away from Coughlin's power. He knew that he had to kind of rely on Odell's talent to maybe save his job.
Mm-hmm.
And look what's happened ever since.
I don't really, and it's crazy because Odell was really talented and did some crazy things on a football field. But I don't think about the one-handed catch against Dallas or some other great moments that he had. I think about him, you know, feigning urinating as the dog in the end zone against Philly or proposing to the kicking net. I mean, and you're right. It's almost like Coughlin was neutered at that point. And that is when the Giants, that's a very good identity in terms of the point where the Giants kind of stop being the Giants. That's it. You're not wrong.
And it's the same thing now. Obviously, you know, Dable is fired, but a new head coach.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coach, again, trying to placate the talent as opposed to setting your foundation.
For a two-win team, we're going to placate the hell out of here.
And it can't just happen now, but at least Kafka, you give him credit, at least he's trying to a certain extent as an intern, but he's got, come on, he's got no shot. This has been going on repeatedly for years. You think Dexter Lawrence, if he wasn't listening to the guys before, all of a sudden is going to wake up? No, the way to do it is you bring in a guy like Gruden or Belichick. And again, I know they're not going to do that. And then those guys bring in players that are going to hold other players accountable.
Yeah.
And now you have a system and structure set in place where head coaches hold everybody accountable. And then there are a player or two on each side that can hold the other players accountable. That's the way that you fix it.
This was a 2-foot putt that Kafka three-putted. This was a layup here. Because whether or not, and at this point, you know, it seems less and less likely that he's going to get the Giants job, he is thought highly, as we've said several times, he's thought highly of around the NFL. Now, if it doesn't completely change my opinion. If I'm somebody who looked at Kafka as an asset and a potential head coach for any franchise, I don't know that only having him sit for 6 plays completely changes my mind. But I'll tell you this, if I already thought very highly of him and he sat Abdul Carter's ass down for the whole game, now I'm sitting there saying, that's the guy that I want.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Let's roll the dice and go to Snake Eyes in Marlboro, New Jersey. What's up, Snake Eyes?
Hey, Sal. BT, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, maybe there's a reason why we're sleeping at the facility. You know, maybe we're there long nights preparing and, you know, I'm pretty sure they have accommodations for players to, you know, catch a nap at the facility. Maybe he's there long nights preparing. It could be. Maybe it's not just like a disciplinary thing, you know. And how is it that none of his teammates, nobody says, hey, man, get up, we got to go?
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, I think maybe you stumble upon something. The Giants are so diligent, despite their 2-9 record, Snake Eyes, that they're up all hours of the night chugging pots of coffee and taking pills to keep their vibrant, whatever, you know, legal over the counter. I don't mean drugs, like recreational stuff, to keep their eyes open, to be so dialed into the game plan that's why he was asleep.
At what point do we draw the line on nicknames for callers?
Yeah, I can't stand them. I almost don't.
Well, because you were going into your point there, a passionate,
that
serious
I call him Snake Eyes.
Well, yeah.
I don't know his name. That's what it says.
I understand. I'm just saying, Hoff, like, there's got to be. I think Snake Eyes is pretty much as far as you can possibly push it.
Wasn't Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a great character.
Snake Eyes, I was never a big G.I. Joe guy.
I love G.I. Joe.
The figures,
then.
Too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real American.
I remember the song. I never had
Cobra. Knowing is half the battle after the cartoons were
there
over,
you go.
Right?
So at what point, Hoff, you're the one who answers the calls and screens then? Like, at what point
lately I've been getting a little bit looser with that. Some guys, they call in very confident. I'm Snake Eyes. Mm-hmm. All right, you know what?
That's not what he said. It's not an act. So, like, Joey Clams or whatever, we joke around about that. I think that's okay.
Kind of fits
on a scale of 1 to 10.
Plus, I've been watching The Sopranos a lot lately, so Joey Clams fits that narrative.
Well, he fits the show, Joey Clams. Snake Eyes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Joey Clams as a nickname is like a 5. A Snake Eye, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying, like, when you start going up the scale, Snake Eyes is... It's borderline 11. Like, it's borderline. We can't refer to you on the air
that's
as Snake Eyes.
That's not an 11. No.
Snake Eyes?
Listen,
you can't call you trying to make a point about the Giants and Abdul Carter. We got to refer to the guy as Snake Eyes.
I don't even like JC and TC. Like, yeah. I'm not even down with that.
I was talking to BT about Sopranos. I've been watching it recently, and he was asking some of my favorite characters, and I can't say the guy's name.
You could. Talking about Big?
Yeah. Big P, basically.
You can say that.
Of course you can say it.
Why?
Yeah, we could say it. I'm just not going to say it.
I think you can.
I've said it before.
Yeah.
Why?
Why don't you say it again?
Was that his name?
Big P. You could say it.
Well, I don't know.
No, you just can't. Whatever.
Yeah. Point is, if someone said that was their name, I go, can't do that. Yeah. That's an 11.
Pompincero is his last name. You could
there
refer
you
to
go.
Him as that. That's
there.
Who you're referring to.
Yes, exactly.
Big Pompincero.
I mean, he's great, man.
So
if you wrote his name sloppy, would it be a big...
I know. Okay.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee.
True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.